Exclusive, Paul Fitzpatrick, Soros-backed Global Disinformation Index is a tool for election-swaying censorship. By Sean Moran on April 27, 2023. Paul Fitzpatrick, the president of the 1792 Exchange, told Breitbart News Daily that the foreign disinformation advocacy organization Global Disinformation Index possibly changed some elections outcomes because it chokes off information. Fitzpatrick spoke to Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlowe about the increasing politicization of corporations. The 1792 Exchange is an alliance of families trying to drive corporate America back to neutrality to preserve free speech and free enterprise. Fitzpatrick and Marlowe discussed how the Global Disinformation Index, GDI, a foreign think tank that receives funding from George Soros's Open Society Foundations, has moved to target conservative news outlets under the guise of curbing disinformation. GDI offers advertising clients its dynamic exclusion list, which lists the likeliness of an outlet to be at risk of spreading disinformation. As Breitbart News has detailed, GDI often labels right-wing outlets as being at risk of spreading disinformation and left-wing and establishment outlets as being the least likely to spread disinformation. Fitzpatrick noted that GDI was especially active during the midterm elections, which could alter the outcome of the elections due to its aim of choking off information it deems as disinformation, saying, "It was active in the months leading up to the midterm elections. And so, we don't know how much information was blocked leading up to the midterm elections. Could that have changed the outcomes of some races that were very close? That's very possible. So, GDI is, in essence, a tool to choke information." Dr. Daniel Rogers, co-founder and executive director of GDI, wrote an op-ed for Time magazine calling for sweeping regulations to block President Donald Trump or someone like him from getting elected. Fitzpatrick noted that American taxpayer dollars indirectly funded GDI through the State Department's Global Engagement Center, GEC. Oracle, a tech giant known for its cloud and enterprise products, recently cut ties with GDI, citing GDI's efforts to curtail free speech. The 1792 Exchange president noted that a Microsoft-owned company, Xandr, used GDI's dynamic exclusion list. "Microsoft is using Xandr to choke that revenue. What it was doing was saying, nope, you want to target Breitbart listeners, Breitbart readers. You can't do that because Breitbart is labeled by this so-called independent GDI as misinformation, and we don't have misinformation." Fitzpatrick said that Breitbart News Daily listeners should pressure Congress to do more to hold oversight hearings on GDI and other companies that are stifling free speech. "What we need to do, we need to demand, your listeners need to demand, that we have oversight hearings into these companies, especially when you have taxpayer dollars paying for it," he said. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 o'clock to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.